and gentlemen, welcome you all to Drive Through HR. And this is your host, Nisha, and my partner in crime, William Tinkup, may join in anytime soon. So let us kick off the Thanksgiving week and talk to our wonderful guests who have joined in. First time on the show, Mike Joya. Mike, welcome back to Drive Through HR.
Thank you, Nisha.
I know during the pre-show we had an interaction, and I welcomed you officially to Drive Through HR. But you know, this is live on the air, but we have a custom that we let our guests introduce themselves to our audience. So, Mike, do us a favor, introduce yourself to our audience, and tell them who you are and what you do.
Well, hello, everyone. I am Mike Joya, and I'm the CIO and Senior VP of Products, Technology, and Security here at Paychex Incorporated.
That's great. So, at Paychex, you are a leader in a CIO position and a Senior VP position. So, what's keeping you up at night these days?
Well, always the classic things of ensuring that our products and platforms are available to our clients and prospects, maintaining a highly secure environment, and working on always providing new products here to our prospects and clients, enhancing our portfolio.
All right. So, Mike, would you mind, talk to us a little bit about Paychex and what you guys do out there?
Sure. Paychex was founded in 1971 and is a leading provider of payroll, HR, insurance, and benefits outsourcing solutions for small to medium-sized businesses. We have about 100 offices around the country, as well as locations in Germany and Brazil. We have just about 13,000 employees and approximately 580,000 payroll clients. Give you an idea of size, our fiscal service revenue for last year was $2.5
billion. Wow, that is such an amazing track record right there. So, Mike, let me ask you, what's keeping you up at night these days?
Well, we have lots of we're into selling season, so the very active part. This is the most active part for anyone in our business, as lots of prospects are on the market for offerings and looking and evaluating various vendors. Our clients obviously are always wanting to ensure a robust and secure platform. You've probably been hearing more about security in the media lately, given a variety of things that have gone on, and we continue to, you know, drive and ensure a secure environment for our clients and providing new capabilities for our clients to help prevent these kinds of issues and maintain a sound position.
That's great. Well, in fact, it is actually a win-win situation when it comes to security, because the clients, they would definitely tell you, or they would definitely ask you when it comes to what are some points that they should consider in making sure their data is secure or their technology is secure in a way to process the details that they wanted to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So before we get to that, payroll is one of the most commonly outsourced HR function out there. So why should we consider outsourcing payroll in the first place?
Well, there are folks who tend to outsource. All of our studies, tend to show that there are two ends of the spectrum. Those that like to do everything themselves completely on the internet, maybe use chat once in a while, and then maybe the other end of the spectrum where they would like to completely outsource their HR and payroll and everything in between. And so we have that offering for our clients so they can pick the level of interaction that they want to have and the level of that they want to be directly engaged in. We've actually recently announced our Flex platform, and this mm-hmm. is combined with our Paychex Next Generation SaaS platform and flexible service models for our clients. So they can decide to have a dedicated specialist or a team and a call center that they can call 24/7 or use email and chat. They could decide to submit all of their payroll themselves online, or they could call in and have Paychex do that for them. We have two markets that we serve, those that we call our core segment, which is 1 to 49 employees, the very small businesses, and then the mid-market, which is 49 to 1,000 and plus. And so many small businesses still like to call in or maybe do some parts of the payroll online. We, between our products, they're supported on any device and any platform, so you can do what you want, where you want, and when you want. So you could be working on your desktop, submit a payroll. You could finish it on your mobile phone or your tablet or do it all on your tablet or smartphone, depending on what you're doing, or call Paychex to help you do that. So it all depends on the prospects and the clients, and we continue to see a wide range. Obviously, there's a fair amount that still utilize online payroll, and we continue to drive those capabilities as well.
Well, Mike, you know what? Our audience are mainly HR professionals and HR practitioners out there who are really looking forward to probably buying HR technology and wanting to know more from the HR experts. And when we talk about, you know, the payroll or outsourcing payroll, whether some of them like to keep it in-house, well, some of them would like to outsource it. But if they choose to outsource, you know, before embarking on any form of outsourcing, what are some points that HR should consider for probably defining the scope of the project? As you said in the beginning, like, you know, the flexibility or what to access or when to access or from where to access. So what are some points that you would want to communicate to our HR practitioners out there when it comes to defining the scope of the project and approaching an HR payroll vendor?
Good question. So I guess there are various aspects when we look at the world of HR payroll. So there's the HR piece, obviously, which is, let's say, recruiting, applicant to hire process, performance management, those kinds of capabilities. Then there are all the things around payroll and the processing of payroll and the management of payroll. There's your company and setting up your company and your tax situation and your federal IDs and the basic company maintenance from a tax reporting overall, and then there are benefits, whether they're 401k or insurance benefits and medical benefits, and we provide all of these capabilities. So in those various service models, so the prospect needs to, from a scope point of view, determine to what extent in those areas are they looking for solutions, and to what extent are they looking for different types of service models and self-service models.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So, well, you know what, in that initial stage, there should be a checklist for selecting the vendors, right, when it comes to selecting a payroll vendor.
Sure, whatever they might want to do through their... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it depends on the size of the organization. It can be a smaller organization or a mid-sized organization. So what are some checklist points that you would want to highlight before selecting a vendor? A payroll vendor.
Well, I do think it's important that it's a SaaS platform, that it's from a well-known provider, national or very strong providers, so that you know you need to be comfortable with who is managing your money and paying the taxes on your behalf and so forth, and those kinds of things that are obvious from a business point of view. From a functionality, again, it is very dependent on your needs. You would want to look for a SaaS platform. You'd want, I believe, to look for mobility across that platform. You would be looking for self-service capabilities for your employees across that platform. Looking for, I guess, on the mid-market and the full offerings to be able to go from an applicant to a hire and to open enrollment into self-service for the managers to be able to have performance evaluations and performance management processes, right, for the payroll department to be able to have all of the things that they need to submit and manage payrolls. Time and attendance can also be critical, as well as all the things around the employer, the health care acts, and being able to, understand those regulatory aspects and be able to provide the various reporting that will be provided, that will be needed in 2015.
Mm-hmm. So let me start with the cost. Does it cost less to process payroll in-house than to hire an outside firm?
Well, I guess that all depends on the firm. I would think that you can definitely find a lower cost provider through an outsourcing model. Again, it's a matter of what you're doing and what you're trying to do and how much interfacing you're doing depending on the size of account. So that's difficult to answer depending on the size of the client. But many prospects and many companies have moved towards outsourcing or outsourcing certain parts of their HR payroll processing.
All right. You know, I wanted to go back to your point of security that you talked in the very beginning, and I'm sure you would want a support from the in-house HR practitioners and even the IT professional in order to help that organization that you wanted to, right? So what are some aspects that you wanted to communicate to the HR practitioners who would possibly want to work with you in the future? So when it comes to collaborating with them, what makes you successful? Or how would you want them to collaborate with you?
Well, I think the key thing from the client's perspective is maintaining currency. So they're going to be interfacing with the SaaS system. They would do that through their various devices, mobile devices, or our desktops and tablets. Certainly from a software provider point of view, we have to make sure that we do not have data that stays resident on those mobile devices, that they're there for that session and then eliminated. Nothing is stored on the device. From a desktop point of view, you want to maintain currency on your browsers, make sure that you're doing everything you can from the client's perspective in ensuring that on their end, they're on the latest patches that have security vulnerabilities to stay current. And we also have capabilities like multi-factor authentication, which is basically what you know, which is typically your password and your ID, and what you have, which is a smartphone device that somebody could send a text to, and through those two devices log in by using a PIN code, and that's sent to your device and so forth. And so to have some higher levels of security so that when you're in as an administrator and you're processing transactions, you can feel more secure that we know it's you because there's been multiple factors that are being authenticated. And if you stay current and you watch for phishing campaigns, and Paychex has a website that clients can go to look at the latest vulnerabilities that are out there, and phishing things that phishing scams that they should be wary of that are getting more and more targeted and more sophisticated. So those are the kinds of things that they need to do on their end. And then obviously we have prospects, especially the larger prospects, who will want to understand, and we sit down with them and share with them what we do from a vulnerability testing and penetration testing and third-party testing of our software and our infrastructure environments.
All right. So when it comes to the compliance part of it or some risk part of it, beyond technology, many employers, especially those with operations in multiple states, outsource payroll to minimize their legal risk, right? Because more states mean different income taxes to track and to pay and more reports to file. So when in that case, how would you recommend to your clients how to collaborate with their payroll vendor to make it a little more simpler and easier for them?
They should expect that all of that is baked into the application software. So here at Paychex, we have a very large risk and compliance group. We work with all of the state agencies, federal agencies, local agencies. We have all of those aspects baked into the software and the payroll entry. So if you are entering the payroll yourselves and utilizing the software as a service platform and our online payroll, then those things are accounted for. Same thing with time and attendance as far as all of the state and local rules and regulations about overtime and vacation times and accruals and time spent between the shifts and all of those rules. Those come baked in, and they should ask the appropriate questions to reach their own comfort level that the software that they want to purchase will enable them to be at ease that that is taken care of on their behalf.
All right.
As well, as the filing and all of that from a tax pay agency and everything else, which is the common practice.
That's great. So going back to, I remember hearing this from one of the HR practitioners saying keeping some functions in-house and outsource some of the function would make it, would help them save some cost. So some payroll experts say this partial outsourcing costs less than full outsourcing. So what do you recommend when it comes to outsourcing? Should they go about partial or should they go about, you know, let's fully outsource the entire payroll function?
Well, I think they could definitely go and do a full outsource of the HR. But certainly, again, it's the context of HR. Is HR are the normal human resource aspects like applicant tracking, you want a recruiting mm-hmm. system, you want to be able to interface with job boards, you want to go from applicant to hire automatically. Are you talking about benefits and open enrollment and eligibility? If you're talking about insurance as well and insurance brokerage or retirement, but we have prospects that outsource all of that and the services with that. And it's, again, it's a matter of the comfort level. If there's a discomfort, then I think, you know, staging and starting to outsource some things and having a comfort level with that and then outsourcing beyond once you reach that comfort level will eventually get you into the most optimized cost. And again, it all depends on their level of activity and the level of costs that they're already bearing and if they're really already utilizing other third-party products and where they are from a financial point of view. But I believe that full outsourcing is beneficial to the clients. It is cost-effective, and sometimes that just is a staging effect or a phasing effect that the client will go through.
All right. And we always talk about some hidden costs when it comes to implementing an HR technology or even if we outsource our own functions to a third party, right? So is there some hidden costs for outsourcing payroll? And if so, what are those?
I don't know of any hidden costs. I don't expect any hidden costs. I mean, we really want to be able to go through a kind of a complete checklist through the project. And in the Paychex offerings, we work a project plan with the client. If they're purchasing all the products, we look at a sequencing of events that fits with that client's needs. And up front, really want to discuss their resources and our resources that are required to properly implement and configure the system. We don't do customizations, so it is, from a Paychex point of view, it's an out-of-the-box offering. There are a variety of bundles that you can pick from and ancillary products, and then those are integrated. And so from a client perspective, it's a matter of understanding what those products do and don't do against their needs and, you know, put the appropriate training in place between with Paychex training them and whatever they may want to do on their end. You know, there shouldn't be hidden costs. It's not like a classic ERP or a very large scale. So, again, it does matter, you know, the size of the clients. Again, we're typically, the majority of our business is in the core market in the 1 to 50. We do have, a substantial business in the 50 and plus. But we don't typically, you know, work with clients that are 2, 3, 4, 5, or 10,000 employees, where there probably you could get into a lot of discussions on hidden costs, depending on the type of solution you're implementing. Because those typically have customizations, professional services, and everything else that needs to be, interfaces that need to be built, and testing environments
that makes
and so
sense.
Forth.
True. So HR practitioners talking to an outside or third-party vendors who are managing the payroll, which is a crucial data, so when it comes to, you know, securing the data or who owns the data, does that conversation comes a lot for you, or does that question get asked a lot when it comes to who is managing data or who owns data when it comes to payroll?
No, I don't believe that comes a lot. Obviously, the client, is responsible for entering the appropriate data. The data is then housed in the system and secured within the system. So, you know, if a client's entering time and attendance or who's getting paid, they're really entering what that information is, and so they're accountable for the information that they input. But that information is stored and managed within our system, and they have access to that information, various reports to that information, audit reports, which are very critical, so they could understand when Paychex has made a change based on a request from them and when they've made a change and who's made the change, so that you have very good auditing practices and audit reports that you can get on demand at any time to understand what was originally submitted, what might have been changed, and why would have been changed.
That's right. So let's talk about the ROI when it comes to measuring the success of the vendor that we have hired from an HR perspective. And if so, what are some metrics and measurement that you would suggest to our HR audience when it comes to making sure, yeah, they have hired the right vendor and this is the revenue or this is the cost that they are able to manage properly or probably reduce a little bit and move a little more strategically. So what are some metrics and measurement that you would suggest?
Well, from a client's perspective, obviously, especially in a business model like ours and in the software as a service, there's a certain fee that's established, let's say a base fee and some fees based on per employee per month or per check or whatever it might be, or record administration fees for your 401k. So the fees are well understood, and it's essentially an operating expense that you're managing on a monthly basis. So there shouldn't be a lot of volatility to it unless there's a lot of volatility to your employee base. So you understand the fees. You know what those fees are and can manage against those fees. The client has done an ROI about their costs and what they were expecting for those fees. And then there's the availability of the system and the service of the system that's accessible to them, and is it meeting their needs and being able to do what they expected it to do? That, at the end of the day, is the true success criteria.
All right. Now we are on the verge of finishing 2014, just 1.5 months, and 2015 is right around the corner. So what are some trends in payroll technology that you would foresee happening in 2015?
Well, we see a continued drive towards, let's say, in the mid-market, the clients 50 and above are looking for products to be well integrated, to have a unified database for your client and worker data, so that they know that the various products that are interfacing to it have a common record in a single database versus synchronizing data across multiple databases. There is more and more probably trends towards API, application programming interfaces, to have more certified capabilities to interact with various third-party vendors in that system, to have more of an open platform so that the clients can choose what services or products that they want to use through other products with other vendors in conjunction with Paychex and their payroll provider. Mobility obviously continues. Device independence obviously continues. You hear a lot about mobile-first design. That's really designing for consumer-oriented based models so that the behavior and the interactions of the system and the usability of the system is what they're typically exposed to or are familiar with when they're online with Facebook or other banking institutions and so forth. So there's more of a drive towards the simplified user experience, combining all of that through a good mobile app, reducing the amount of clicks, improving productivity, and being able to drive self-service to their employees and managers.
All right, that's great. Well, Mike, let's loosen up a little bit, and I wanted to help our audience getting to know you a little more better. So, you know, throughout your journey, now you are in a CIO position. So what are some leadership lessons that you have learned throughout your journey?
Well, in the area of software, you need to constantly stay abreast. You need to understand what's new, what the trends are, and work with your team and continuously evolve your team. Obviously, company values are very important. They're very important here at Paychex. They're very important from a leadership point of view, and to continue to develop the culture within the company, just like any HR organization would want to do. culture and values and driving that leadership and leadership development and you know, knowing when to mentor and coach and work with your teams along the way are very important factors in the success overall of a company, where the goal really is to have more and more employee engagement, that your employees are very engaged, they enjoy what they're doing, you can drive innovation and continue to move forward on new methodologies, not staying stagnant and staying very current.
That's great. So how do you actually keep up with the changes that are happening in the payroll industry? And if so, what do you recommend to our HR audience to kind of keeping their fingers on the pulse of, you know, payroll changes in payroll technology innovations?
Sure. Well, we obviously continue to competitive assessments like anybody else in our space would. Understand your competitors. There's a lot of them in the market, local, regional, and national, what their trends are, and obviously architecture and technology trends. So things like mobile, mobile technology, mobile-first design, virtualization, software as a service, evolutions, all of those things are applicable to typically any industry, and you want to make sure architecturally you understand what are the latest protocols, what are the shifts in technology. It's an ever-changing world, both in the infrastructure, hardware components and service components, as well as applications, again, such as mobile and mobile first and those kinds of things, and the underlying technologies that enable that to happen, that's really transparent and needs to be transparent to the users. So we continuously look at those architectures, those trends, where are those third-party products going, as well as competitive assessments, and bring that all together to constantly tune our roadmap to stay as a leader.
That's really cool. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us at joining with us at Track Through HR. And personally, for me, I'm like a junior in front of you, learning a lot from you. So, this personal question from my end is: what attribute or a behavior that made you successful in your career?
Well, being open-minded and being engaged. As you continue to let's say progress in an organization, it's important to stay in touch with the individuals, to stay in touch with the business, and to stay engaged with the employees, to understand the details so that I can properly represent them and help bring everything forward. And they learn from me and I learn from them at the same time.
All right. And we all know it's going to be Thanksgiving in this weekend. Yeah, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday. So what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful to be healthy and have a good life and enjoying what I do every day.
Oh, that's great. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining with us at Track Through HR and sharing valuable insights about how to go about outsourcing a payroll function. So where can our audience connect with you, get a hold of you, or probably continue this conversation?
I'm on the website for paychex.com. They can contact me at mgioja@paychex.com.
All right, so that's great. Connect with Mike Gioja, and he's available on Twitter, and check out their website, paycheck.com. All right, so thanks, Mike, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving week to you and your family.
And the same to you. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Seconds.